Are you ready to understand the financial realm and take your rightful position in it? Welcome to Crystal Clear Finances with Crystal Langdon, registered financial advisor, certified financial planner, and registered principal with G.A. Repel & Company, member FINRA SIPC. Get a pen and paper and listen closely as Crystal provides practical, biblical financial guidance and information that's important to you.
Good morning and welcome to Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon and I'm going to be your host for the next 30 minutes as we discuss financial information that's important to you. Now today we're going to discuss the importance of setting godly goals. We're going to talk about why goal setting is important and why Christians of all people should be the ones to set goals and expect them to come to pass. Now, many of us have heard the saying that if you aim at nothing, you'll hit it with consistency every time. And while that may seem like a cute saying, it is unfortunately too true when it comes to many areas of our lives. Individuals go through life reacting instead of being proactive. They let life push them around and let circumstances control them. However, this year, we want to come alongside you and want to help you change the way you react to life. We want you to realize that you have the ability to be in control, to be focused, and achieve what God has called you to do. When you begin to understand the importance of setting godly goals, then you can begin to hit the target with accuracy every time. Now, goal setting and committing your way to the Lord really does work. It's not just a nice thing to do at the beginning of the year because, hey, everybody's talking about goal setting. In fact, a Harvard University study showed only 3% of Harvard students set written goals on a regular basis. However, what's really shocking is that in this same study, it showed that 30 years later, 50% of the total net worth of that group was held by just 3% of the group. That 3% was the group that had created the habit of setting and writing down goals back when they were students, and they had continued to write down their goals and review them during the course of their adult life. So that 3% controlled 50% of the majority of wealth, and a lot of it can be attributed back to setting goals and staying focused where you're headed. Now, goals are important because they help you identify what's important in life to you. At the very first consultation, when I sit down with a client, one of the first things that I ask them is, what are your goals? Where are you headed? And how can I help you get there? You know, the sad part is that many adults have been so beaten up by life that they don't know what they value anymore. They don't know what's important. They're afraid to dream and set goals because they've tried it once or maybe even twice and it didn't work. They've lost their goals, their dreams, and their hopes in exchange for a reality that they don't even really like, and they don't even know it. Part of our financial consultation is the process to awaken people and show them, you know what, it's okay to dream again. It's okay to set goals that we can realistically achieve together. You know, sometimes it starts with just talking about setting personal goals, you know, like standing up for yourself at work, looking for a new job, joining a gym, eating better, and the list goes on and on. Sometimes the goals are more personal and they deal with emotional and spiritual and relational issues, but regardless of how large or how small these goals are, the first step is starting to learn to dream again and then setting goals. We cannot let the pressures of life cause us to face the year and just react to whatever's thrown our way. We must take time to figure out what's important to us and how we can put together a plan to achieve those goals so that those dreams become a reality. Whether financial, spiritual, emotional, or physical, you need to start making your goals clear, specific, and measurable. It's not enough to say, oh, I want a good marriage, or I want a good retirement plan, and I hope I'm in shape enough that I can get around and travel during my retirement years. You have to be concise. You have to define what your financial situation, how you want it to look like. What does retirement look like to you? It's not enough when I say to people, I say, okay, well, what would you like to do? And they say, well, I want to retire. tire comfortably. That's not enough. What does comfortable mean to you? Because comfortable to you might be different than what comfortable to me means. So you have to begin to be concise. And that's why a lot of people have a hard time, because they don't know how to dream anymore. So they just say, well, I just want to get by. Well, begin to think about what it would be like to do more than just getting by. Begin to think those thoughts and then begin to create a plan. But you have to be concise. You know, is it traveling, taking the grandchildren out to eat? Will you be working part-time during retirement? Will you be starting that business that you've always wanted to try? You have to be specific. If you can't vocalize your dreams, then they can never become a goal, and then they can never become a reality because they're too vague. You have to take it from the feeling and the dream stage to the goal stage and determine what it is you really want and what you're willing to do in order to get there. And remember, as you start looking at this year, expand your goals outside of just finances. Look at relationships. Look at your physical health. Hey, you can even pamper yourself by taking time each day just for you. Imagine that. And if it can't be every day, well, then work at setting time aside on the weekend to invest in yourself. Take time to have downtime and to dream again. Perhaps curling up with a good book and encouraging yourself. When you invest in yourself, it doesn't have to always be financially. It can just be taking a walk, taking time to think, taking time to enjoy your favorite music, but take time to begin to invest in yourself. Well, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick 2-minute break, and when we come back, we're going to talk some more about goal setting, because as we face this new year, it's important to understand you don't have to react to whatever life throws at you this year. You can have a game plan and be focused and keep walking towards it, because whether we like it or not, this year is going to pass, and soon it will be 2009, a whole new year, and we'll have to look back at 2008 and say, what really was accomplished this year? Did my relationships grow stronger? Did my workplace, did I change where I'm working, or did I make it better where I'm at? How did my finances go? Did I finally get on that budget that I said I always needed to do? Hey, did I eat healthy and start working out? This is a time where we need to start thinking about setting goals and then creating a plan to achieve them. But first, we're going to take a quick 2-minute break, and then we'll be back with more Crystal Clear Finances. One for me and one for you. Two for me, one for you. Three for me and half for you. Are you tired of playing the tax game with the government? Does it seem like no matter how hard you work to get ahead, it ends up in their pocket anyways? Well, it doesn't have to be that way. At Crystal Clear Finances, we can show you ways to reduce your tax liabilities. Whether you're a small business owner or a hardworking employee, there are options available to you. You just need someone to show you how it's done. Let's work together to implement strategies that keep more for you and less for taxes.
Crystal Langdon is a certified financial planner, registered investments advisor, and registered principal with G.A. Replin Company, member FINRA SIPC. Call 518-433-7181 or visit crystalclearfinances.com. 433-7181.
Honesty in little things is a true test of character, and it's really a test that every one of us face every day. Hi, this is Howard Dayton with Crown Financial Ministries. I'll never forget the evening I received a phone call from my friend Alan, and he said something like this: "You won't believe what just happened. I went to the gas station, pumped $20 worth of gas, but the attendant made out the receipt for $30. I pointed out the mistake, and the attendant said, oh, just turn in the receipt to your company and you'll make a fast $10. You know, like Alan, all of us have to make daily decisions about whether or not to handle money honestly. Well, Proverbs 20:23 says this: "The Lord loathes all cheating and dishonesty." You know, God loves you. He wants to bless you, but He can't do it if you're not honest, even in the little things. For more biblical financial advice, visit me online at crown.org.
Let's return to the supporter of spending plans, Crystal Langdon.
And we're We're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon. It's such a pleasure to be here with you. Today, we're talking about goal setting. And I know because we're at the beginning of the year, this is probably a popular topic. But you know what? It's an important one as well. We don't want to react to life. We want to have a plan. God has a purpose for your life. We need to take time, alone time, where we can sit down and say, hey, God, what did you create me for? And then as He begins to put dreams and goals and desires in your heart, we need to create a financial plan. We need to create goals in order to reach them so that we can walk in the purpose that we were created for. Well, before we jump back into our discussion, I want to let you know that on January 12th, we have a seminar coming up right here in Albany. I would advise you to look at our website, which is crystalclearfinances.com, and find out all about it. It is a free cash flow seminar where we're going to be talking about everything from budgeting to insurance to investments, what we should be looking at, what should we be looking out for. We're going to talk a little bit about estate planning, but it's a nice overall seminar where there's something there for everyone. And we're having it right in Albany, right near the DMV. But give us a call, not because you need to pay for anything, but we want to make sure there's enough booklets there and enough literature on hand so that we can hand it out to you so that you can enjoy the seminar, take the notes that you need to do. That's January 12th, starting at 10 a.m. So give our office a call and we'll get you signed up. Our office number is 518-433-7181. Well, let's get back to what we were talking about today, and we're talking about goal setting. And as you begin to think about goal setting, it's important that you look past the how-to portion of the equation. Too many times we talk ourselves out of our dreams and goals because they seem unrealistic or unattainable. Don't disqualify yourself or the limitless capabilities of God. Begin to understand that God does have a plan for you, and it's okay for you to write down goals and to begin on a path towards them. You know, sometimes it helps when we can talk to friends or a trusted advisor and explain to them the goals that we are reaching for. It helps bring accountability, encouragement, and many times a little bit of extra guidance. I know I was in church just the other day, and one of my friends mentioned to me how one of their goals they felt to pursue this year was to purchase a water business, you know, bottling and distributing spring water. Well, I was shocked because I have a client who's looking to sell a water bottling plant. Now, if my head friend had been too nervous or too shy and didn't want to tell anyone what his goals were because he thought they were too lofty, then there's a very strong likelihood that I never would have known what he wanted to accomplish this year, and I never would have been able to tell him about the business opportunity that was available. Yet, because he was willing to get specific in his goals, he didn't just say, well, I want to own a business, but he began to say, this is a business I want to own. I know it has to do with water. And he wrote it down and he began talking and looking for ways to make it come to pass. He now has an opportunity in front of him that he wouldn't have had if he had just remained silent. Now, with that being said, he's still going to have to take this information and begin to step out on it and apply himself and put in time and effort to research it and to go through the whole buying and selling and negotiating process. Just because he wants it doesn't make it fall into his lap. And we need to realize that we need to work on our goals like it depends on us, but we pray like it depends upon God, because it is God. He's the one who's going to open the door and He'll lead the way, but we have to walk through. You know, work is required from us in order for goals to be realized. But that's part of growing and maturing. That's good for us. You know, Zig Ziglar talks about the fact that a goal properly set is a goal halfway reached. You have won half the battle just by determining what it is you really want. But the other half, well, the other half takes sweat. This is a key area because people will finally get inspired and they'll sit down and they'll think about what's important to them and the changes they need to make in order for the goals and dreams to come to pass. And then they pray about it, which is good. We always need to be praying, but you can't stop there. Please don't stop there. Identifying and writing down your goals is only half the battle. You must get up. You've got to do something with the plan that God has given you. When you look in the Bible and you see God bringing deliverance and providing miracles for His people, they weren't at home on the couch or sitting and watching TV. They were all doing what they knew to do. even if it was just like the widow, who the only thing that she could do was collect empty jars and pour oil. But still, she did something. While all she could do was just pray and believe that God was going to take this small action and help her be able to pay off her debtors and become debt-free. God intervened and he brought the breakthrough, but action was required on her part. So since it seems crystal clear why you would need to set a goal, what are some of the hesitations and reasons why we don't set them? You know, I think a lot of it goes back to fear and previously perceived failures. Many individuals have stepped out and they've tried things and they've set goals and they didn't reach them. And then therefore, they're not going to try again. They felt it was useless and it didn't accomplish anything. Hey, in their eyes, they failed. But if we look at the scriptures, we can understand that God has not given us a spirit of fear, but one of power, one of love, and of a sound mind. And we must realize that not all goals can be reached on the very first try. You know, I have one goal that took 14 years to complete. That's right, you heard me. 14 years. That's a long time. Every year I would set this goal that I would be able to redo my kitchen. That was my goal. Now, this wasn't a nice makeover because I was bored with the type and color of my kitchen. This was a gut the kitchen down to the studs, rip out the wiring from the early 1900s and rewire, replumb the entire room, and then put it back together with, hey, insulation this time, sheetrock, painting, new lights, cabinets, and appliances. That is a huge goal. The kitchen that I had was so bad that I never had company over because it just wasn't functional. So every year I would sit down, I'd calculate how much was in the savings and how much I thought I could save that year, and I would write the kitchen as one of my goals this year was I was going to redo the kitchen. But you know, life would happen all year long and the kitchen never got done. I went through at least 6 different drawings and layouts of how the kitchen would be laid out until last year, after 14 years of waiting, I was finally able to take the sledgehammer and begin gutting the kitchen. Now, 14 years may seem like a long time, and it was, but the point is that you're not a failure if you don't make some of the goals you set each year. Life happens and unexpected things do arise, but you just keep pressing on. You don't give up. Even if you have to reset that goal, don't give up. In the midst of the kitchen not getting done, I had 2 children graduate, 2 daughters go to college, so I had to prioritize. And you will set goals and you'll have to rearrange some, but you will hit some sooner than if you didn't have any goals at all. What we're going to do is we're going to take a quick 2-minute break. But while we take this 2-minute break, I want to encourage you, take some time, think back. What are some goals that you have set for yourself that, hey, maybe you haven't hit? And they've become a discouragement or a neon light that says failure, failure. I want you to unplug that light. I want you to understand that you are not a failure just because you've set goals and you haven't achieved them. Get up, brush yourself off, get a pen and paper, and begin to set goals again. Begin to say, Lord, what are your purposes and plans for me? What are the goals and desires that I have in my heart, and how do I create a step-by-step plan to get there? So while you're thinking about that, we're going to take a quick 2-minute break, and then we're going to come back with more Crystal Clear Finances.
You've probably heard the buzz about the movie Amazing Grace. The film is based on the true story of William Wilberforce, a British statesman and reformer in the early part of the 19th century. The movie chronicles his extraordinary contributions to the world, primarily in his 20-year battle to abolish the British slave trade, which he finally won in 1807. Wilberforce was also instrumental in passing legislation to abolish slavery in the British colonies, a victory he won just 3 days before his death in 1833. For over 30 years, Wilberforce worked tirelessly to end a moral wrong that was widely perceived as politically correct in the early 1800s. But don't miss the point. He was driven to speak out because of what the scriptures taught. It was his close walk with the Lord that motivated him to be not weary in well-doing. Wilberforce's world was changed because God first changed his heart. We need more men like Wilberforce who will first surrender to the Lord and never surrender to the advance of evil. The Ministry of New Yorkers Family Research Foundation has secured the rights to show this film at the state capitol and in your church. If you would be interested in motivating more people in your congregation to stand up against the often politically correct but morally wrong issues of our day, please contact the New Yorkers Family Research Foundation at 585-225-2220. Ask to speak to Jason about this amazing opportunity to be both culture changers and gospel proclaimers.
Okay. Car loan paid, check number 801. Mortgage paid, check number 802. Electric, groceries, tithe, checks 803, 804, 805. Susie's dance lessons, check 806. Bobby's soccer uniform, check 807. Investment in myself? No check.
Too many times we get so focused on paying all our bills and making sure that everyone is cared for that we overlook the importance of investing in ourselves. It's important to add a retirement plan and savings to your list of things to pay, and then do it. Whether it's $25 a month or $2,500 a month, it's important to understand how investing each month can make a difference at retirement.
Crystal Langdon is a certified financial planner, registered investments advisor, and registered principal with G.A. Ripplin Company, member FINRA SIPC. Call 518-433-7181 or visit crystalclearfinances.com. 433-7181. And now back to the woman who defines financial independence, Crystal Langdon.
And we're back with more Crystal Clear Finances. My name is Crystal Langdon, and today we're talking about setting goals. And this isn't just something nice to do at the beginning of the year. This is your guideline for the whole year. As you go through the course of the year, and sometimes, you know, we feel discouraged or we get sort of off track, this is what helps keep you on track. And we need to find out, Lord, what are your goals? What is the theme that you have for me this year that I need to be preparing myself? I need to be getting things in order. What is it that you would have me to do? And don't limit it to just one area. Oh, I'm just going to focus just on finances this year. And while I'd love to help you with it, you need to be well-rounded. You need to have goals with your relationships. How is your relationships with your kids? You need to have goals on your physical being, on your health, you know, investing time in you mentally, emotionally, spiritually. How is your walk with God? Are you reading your Bible every day? You need to have goals in every area of your life. You know, I encourage you this week, as we start the new year, turn off the TV. Turn off the news and every other distraction and noise that goes on around you and begin to think about the things that you value in life. Your relationships, your family, perhaps a business you're building, your finances, or a ministry you're working in at church, or even your health. Begin to choose areas to set the goals in. Now, don't be unrealistic and decide to lose 50 pounds in the next month or become a millionaire tomorrow. Start with realistic goals that will lead you to the end result that you are looking for. If you want a better relationship with your family, then look to see how much time you're actually spending together. Are there schedules that you can change so you can interact more? I know with my girls being in college, I conscientiously work to send them an email every day and a surprise package every now and then. I make sure I schedule time off during the holidays when they're home so we can continue to build relationship because it's important to me. How are your finances? What are your goals there? Many times people want to get out of debt, but they can't seem to find that extra money. Okay, let's start by putting debt-free on the goal list, and then let's pray about it and break it into bite-sized pieces. The first step would be to make sure you don't accumulate any more debt. So set a goal to not use a credit card or to borrow money for the next 3 months. This means no more robbing from Peter to pay Paul. Let's work at setting a goal of paying $5 more on your credit card. Let's look to see if there's 1 hour more of overtime you can collect. There are various ways to achieve financial freedom and to set your financial goals and reach them. How about those who love to give, but they're waiting till they have lots of money and then they're going to give? Well, set a goal to start now. Invite someone for coffee. Look for small ways that you can begin to sow into the lives of others and make it part of your goals. How about eating healthy and committing to reading your Bible every day or praying for others before you start praying for yourselves? These are small, achievable goals that if you put in place, you can start to reach larger goals. Remember, if you're faithful with a little, He makes you ruler over much. line upon line, precept upon precept, or in other words, character growth and discipline, builds more character growth and discipline so that you achieve the desired end result. Now, there are some who would say, Crystal, setting goals is all nice and sweet, but it doesn't apply to Christians. We should just trust God and, hey, He'll bring everything to pass. Well, I never quite understood the biblical principle behind that saying or that thought, because the Bible says in Proverbs 16:3 that we should commit our way to the Lord, whatever we do, and our plans will succeed. Christians should be confident that the plans that God has for them and the goals they set, which are godly goals, will come to pass. If they've waited on the Lord and have set goals in accordance with God's plan for their life, then they can expect God to help them as they move forward. Setting goals and reaching them may not happen in the time frame that you want, but you know what? God is still in control. And in fact, many times what we want yesterday, God knows it will be better for us tomorrow. We need to take time and find out His will, His purpose for our lives, and then take steps and make goals to achieve those purposes. Uncover the talents that you have and begin developing them. Don't let them stagnate. Take the small that you have, whether it be financial, physical, or whatever realm the goal is set in, take that small amount and begin to cultivate it. Focus in on it this year. Work at it, pray over it, and watch God blow upon it and cause the growth to happen. Well, we are at the end of our first program for the year. We will have a full year to work together to make sure that this is your best year yet. Next week, we're going to continue our discussion on goal setting, and I have a wonderful book that I'm going to recommend that you take time to read. And we're going to go over that book along with 10 questions you want to ask yourself in regards to making this the best year yet. But in the meantime, if you have questions regarding your finances or you want to get more information on our upcoming seminar, which is January 12th, then give our office a call at 518-433-7181. That's 518-433-7181. We would love to sit down with you and help you set your financial goals or answer any financial questions you may have. You can contact us through our website at crystalclearfinances.com. So until next week, this is Crystal Langdon of Crystal Clear Finances declaring God's blessing over you and reminding you that I'm here when you need me. Thank you and God bless.
Take the steps. Reclaim your authority over your finances and learn to live and give in the manner God has called. Visit crystalclearfinances.com. Then call Crystal Langdon at 518-433-7181 and make an appointment. Attend the next seminar or schedule a seminar in your church. Crystal Langdon is a registered financial advisor, certified financial planner, and registered principal with G.A. Repel & Company, member FINRA SIPC, as well as a member of the Christian Financial Planner Network. Tune in next Saturday morning for more Crystal Clear Finances.